welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, we might save a soul along the way. That's okay, too. Now, the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you're out there and you're a business owner and you find yourself at that business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Can't go wrong there, particularly if you are a business owner. Now, if you know someone who's about to stick a toe in that entrepreneurial pool, then you would do them a favor this year. It would be the gift that keeps on giving by introducing them to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. The reason I know, because I get text, emails, phone calls all day long from people who are asking for just that one little piece of advice. Now, I'd spend my whole life on the phone if I had to take all those calls. So what I do is say, look, do yourself a favor. Just tune into the show. Just go to marketingpulpit.com. You can bookmark it. Go to WOL, listen live, and get it there. Go to TuneIn. The show is available, and you're going to pick up something every time you tune in, and that's a guarantee. I am Robert Gatewood. I'm the host. I have a company, Gatewood Marketing, and I'm out of Largo, Maryland, and I'm a business developer by trade. I do marketing, branding, advertising, web, social media, anything it takes to get your business off the ground. We've had a very busy year, and that's a good thing because people have realized the necessity of taking some type of action, proactive action, towards the development and the sustaining of their business. Your business must be profitable, must be viable, and that's kind of hard to do by yourself. So that's where a company like mine comes in, to bring that company to not just profitability, but viability, so that it can sustain itself and create a lasting legacy for you, yourself, family, and loved ones. I also have in the studio today Mr. Chris Harrod. He's a business coach. I find him to be a very erudite and talented young man, and he brings a lot of value to the show and to clients who take his advice when it comes to business coaching. Welcome to the studio, Chris.
Good morning and happy holidays to you, Robert.
Hey, you say holiday. You know what? I get so caught up into the business, Chris, sometimes. I almost have to pause. I'm going to have to lay on your business couch one day and let you give me. I know that's what you do. People like me who are always just so running so hard, they don't take the time to even acknowledge this beautiful holiday season which we find ourselves upon.
Absolutely. And, you know, the last time I was on the show, I said that sometimes the only exercise that people get is running from one commitment to another.
That's not good, is it?
Do you fall in that category, Robert?
Well, what happened was, we all have excuses, but I bet you probably heard every excuse out there.
I've heard many of them, but I'm here to help others work in their strengths and achieve their goals.
And that's exactly why you're here. Now, what are you going to talk about later on?
Robert, I want to give some tips so that individuals can have a more fulfilling new year to stop existing and start living.
Now, Chris, I'm going to have to start wearing steel-toed boots when I come in here with you, because you be stepping all over a brother's toes. Last time I left here, I had acorns on my toes. Sounded like the day would be no exception, but that's okay. I know that I can continue to grow and improve, which is what we all should be doing. So I take this kind of advice, and I embrace it, and I think everybody should, because the day we stop learning and growing is the day we stop living. So that's going to be good advice, and I'll be definitely tuning in. Folks, and if you want to join the conversation, by all means, call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com. That's our website. Also, just go to, since you have your phone out already, go ahead to Instagram and follow Marketing Pulpit. Also, go to Twitter. We're on Twitter at Marketing Pulpit. And you can also follow us on Facebook at Marketing Pulpit. My company, Gatewood Marketing. Call me at 301-839-2836 if you're trying to get that New Year off on a good foot. And also, we have some specials going on. Now, later in the show, I'm going to talk about Joy to the World Wide Web. The website is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, we've all heard about the benefits of having a website, and I'm going to just, not just the same old trite reasons, oh, you got information, yada, 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 but there are some intrinsic business development reasons that go beyond the superficial trite reasons that you may hear about for having a website. Now, as a website consultant for the federal government and the Small Business Administration, I firsthand see that a website is not just something to hand out information. I mean, that's one of the things that it does, but there are so many other reasons and why I felt it important to place emphasis back on this website, because there's still people out there, believe it or not, Chris, who say, well, look, hey, website, maybe, maybe not. I got other things to put my money on. Well, if it's a good investment, I can assure you, after I finish my segment today, hopefully the light will come on and many people who have hedged will move forward on that. I'd like to help out, introduce some of our sponsors. We have a new sponsor, the Miss Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's having the 4th Holistic Health Summit this coming coming up in January 27, and it's going to be at the Catholic University Center on Michigan Avenue. That's January 27. Go to myhealthsummit.com. She's actually going to be on the show coming up on the second week in January. And I can tell you, there's not many things more important nowadays than getting yourself, you know, taking care of your body and your health. And so that's why I like people like Dr. Lathan. And so check it out, myhealthsummit.com. Go ahead and register. They have tickets there. And I want you to go ahead and support this sponsor, myhealthsummit.com. Also, the MFL, the Minor Football League, check them out also on mflishere.com. And Mr. Richard Miles, the CEO, he's a regular guest, and he may be calling in today. Also, their number is 240-551-8031. Chris, the news, just I like to keep people abreast of what's happening in the news, and today is no exception. So I'm just going to go through my hashtag headlines, as I like to call them. These are trending stories that I think the audience needs to be abreast of. And the first one, of course, is Bitcoin. Now, last week, my topic, one of my marketing sermon last week was an investment better than Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin, I think back then, last week was around $18,500.
Wow.
And that was like almost at the peak. It almost hit $19,000. And even though I was looking to my crystal ball, and I'm saying to myself, sometimes you miss the boat. There is such a thing as missing the boat. And I'm not saying that the boat has boat has sailed. But this morning, the Bitcoin was down to $13,000 or something. It dropped almost 25%. And really, like a day. And so a lot of people who are still sitting on the fence, and I always say when you're talking about investment, don't invest more than you can lose. So you don't want to put your house money and your kids' education fund in these risky investments. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just saying that when I was talking about the last week about invest in your company, and I use Bitcoin as kind of like a gauge. So what are you going to invest in? Bitcoin, which has a, you know, a questionable future, or yourself, your company, you know what the potential are, you know what you're capable of doing, and you can also probably see where the future is going. So I was encouraging people to invest in themselves, in their company, not necessarily not to invest in Bitcoin, but after reading the numbers this morning, maybe it wasn't a good idea to invest in it last week, because now if you invested $2,000 last week, it's only worth about $1,500 today, so that would be a $500 loss.
Robert, you know, you said that the ship may have sailed. If we invest in ourselves, there'll be another ship. And so if we didn't catch this one, we'll catch the next one. Take care of yourself and wait on your next ship.
I love that. I love that. You cannot go wrong investing in yourself. And, Chris, many people, our businesses are an extension of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so if you have a good idea, something that you're passionate about, don't ever undervalue yourself. You can't go wrong investing on yourself. Even if you take a dip like the stock market does from time to time, you know that you can bring it back up. So that advice still holds. The 1.5 trillion dollar tax bill is going to be law. I think Trump hasn't signed it yet, but it's a pretty done deal. So for that, I'm going to give the Congress and the White House a lump of coal for Christmas this year. That was not. It's not good for the average people. Now, if you're earning about $700,000 a year, you might get a $51,000 tax break. Okay, that's pretty good. If you're making less than $25,000, you may get a $60 tax break. So I'm sure many people lying in bed saying, wow, I can't wait to get my $60 so I can go out and spend it on a, what can you spend $60 on? But anyway, my own personal opinion, if you're making $1 million a year, you probably didn't need a tax break. That was probably not the best way to spend Uncle Sam's money. Now, some companies are using this tax break, and they're handing out bonuses. AT&T, Comcast announced that they will be giving out $1,000 bonuses. Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, so maybe somebody's got the Christmas spirit.
That'll help someone's Christmas be a little bit better.
That's right. And not to be outdone, this company called Gatewood Marketing will be giving out stale fruitcake. Wait a minute. No, that wasn't supposed to be on it. My bad. Wrong one.
I heard you're going to be giving gifts to your co-hosts.
Yeah, I'm just... Now, where in the heck would you hear something like that? Oh, boy. No, I would not be giving out stale fruitcakes. Matter of fact, I'm pretty good to my clients and co-hosts. So you on the list somewhere down the line. Way down. In the United Nations condemned the United States for moving its embassy to Jerusalem. That's been a really point of contention. Prior to the vote, Trump and Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador, said, hey, If you move that embassy, I'm going to take your name. I'm going to stop sending money to you. You're going to be sorry. I don't care. I'm going to just... Well, anyway, I don't think it scared anybody because 128 folks voted against the United States. 35 abstained and 8 voted with the United States. People like Guatemala, Honduras, Israel, Marshall Islands, Micronesia, Nauru, Palau, Tago. Now, that's a dream team for you. I mean, it's not exactly Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman.
Sounds more like the Washington Generals.
That's quite a dream team. Okay, also, if you think your iPhone is slowing down, that's not your imagination. Actually, the Apple pretty much admitted that they were slowing down the older phones, and people said they were doing it to make people buy new phones. So somebody's actually slapped a lawsuit on them, and that's going to be interesting to see. Here's a little bit of trivia. The Wall Street Journal has said that idle time on the job by the U.S. workers has cost in the United States employers about $100 billion a year. So, in other words, people are not working. Instead of working, they're doing their side hustle, their Christmas shopping, they're harassing members of the opposite sex.
Handling their business.
Taking care of their business and not taking care of the company's business. Reminds me when I was in college, I took a job in this factory, the third shift. I'm telling you, I admit I slept more than I worked, so I see what they mean. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. He's going to bring us up on sports and what's happening in the Manor Football League. Don't miss it. Hang around. We'll be right back after the break. Checking his list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Now, you business owners, if you are not taking care of your business properly, you might get a lump of coal also. There are so many things that we should be doing this time of year, preparing ourselves for 2018. In the next segment, business coach Chris Harrod is going to talk about living versus just existing. That is a big difference.
Absolutely.
I think they really think.
Absolutely. Looking forward to sharing some tips to help folks live fulfilling life in 2018.
You think some folks out there kind of just going along, they're not really living?
You know, I think some people think that life is a spectator sport.
Get off my toes, man. Get off my...
When I tell you somebody who doesn't think life is an spectator sport, and you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit, I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're about, 2 days? When is Christmas?
It's on Monday.
Wait,
Monday.
What you talking about, Willis?
Monday. Mondays.
Wait a minute. You mean today is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, Monday's a strange day for Christmas, though.
It is.
It's like, you don't know when to take off. Do you take off? Well, you can't take off. Well, you're off Sunday anyway in most cases, unless you're a doctor or something, or a police officer. But some people are taking off Tuesday after Christmas. I think some people are taking that. And my office over there where I work, they're closing on Tuesday. But it is kind of odd. I'm used to Christmas should be like Thanksgiving. You got the Thursday, and you got the Friday off the next. Should make it like the fourth Thursday of anyway, I'm sure there'll be some problems with that. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I have in the studio Coach Chris Harrod, and I have on the line Mr. Richard Miles. He's the CEO and owner of the Manor Football League. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Miles.
Thank you for having me, and season greetings to everybody. And hey, man, your show is just an extraordinary show. I mean, very informative, and I look forward to listening to it all the time because you keep people abreast of what's going on as far as business and helping themselves.
Well, that's good. Thank you, and thank you for listening, and thank you for your support over the months that we've known each other. And I'm just glad that you're doing things in the community that. You know, the first thing that attracted me to Mr. Miles and what he was doing, that he started out as a nonprofit helping kids. Anytime you're helping people and you're doing that, you're going to get my attention every time. I'm just going to tell you. And so tell us about, first, tell you how the NFL got started and bring us up to date.
Well, the NFL got started because, I feel that it's not young good enough to play in the NFL. It's just not enough room. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a minor league system, as you know, except the NFL. The Minor Football League was started over 22 years ago, 32 teams across the country, and I just feel there was a need for that.
Now, you said something here. You're going to start some trouble this morning. You said it's not that people aren't good enough to play. There's just not enough room for everybody to play. People like Colin Kaepernick and people. I got a feeling his situation has nothing to do with his ability. What do you say?
No. I mean, we know his ability is there. It's just a matter of telling, 32 of the richest men in the world what to do with their league. Colin Kaepernick's going to be the poster child for the NFL. And they're trying to tell y'all what you better not do when you go up against us. And it's a shame that we have to deal with that. But it is a glass ceiling. And sometimes I think people forget that. People of color, anyway. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Now, look, we heard there's a lot of controversy. It's just folks being boneheaded. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, expressed interest in buying the Carolina Panthers, which is on the auction block. He says he's not being pushed out. And so this sports announcer got a lot of flack for saying he's pretty much ridiculing and making fun of P. Diddy because he's interested in buying the team. What do you think about that? Is that just the bonehead? Is that just shows how far we have to go as a country?
Well, it's a shame. Absolutely. Now, he's worth $28 million dollars. Mm-hmm. Puff Daddy, but you know that franchise is worth so many billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So I applaud him for trying, but we understand that the NFL was not made for minority owners, so he can forget that. Mm-hmm. But what's funny about it, here's the NFL here. We have plenty of franchises to be sold. We need to stop trying to take straps from these people's tables. And and Puff, you should know, he started something from nothing, and look where he at. So I commend him for it. But now, why are you going to get caught up in that when it's obvious they do not want you, and you're not going to be able to afford to buy one, and they're not going to let you in. But the NFL is here, and if you want to buy a franchise and you're serious about it, then we have them here. So you explain that to me.
Well, so what you're saying now, and this is a very good point. So the NFL does not only provide opportunities for players who feel they've been shut out,
either because they're, for whatever reason, some could be political, some could be there's just not enough room, like you said. But it also provides an opportunity for owners, somebody who can't necessarily afford an NFL team, or once again, as Puff Daddy is finding out, they just might not want you in there. So now we have another platform, another opportunity for people to actually still get the benefits, which are many, of owning a professional football league in the manner, in the MFL. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And like as I stay on, I'll go back to what I said. I think sometimes we get so arrogant that we make ourselves a foolishness. Because it is a glass ceiling there. No matter who you are of color, you're not going to own that. You're not going to own it. You don't. You notice that you never heard enough about Oprah Winfrey trying to bid for that. You understand?
Right.
Because you remember what happened to Clippers when Magic Johnson and they tried to get a group together and they stepped right in and paid cash for the team. You do not have those types of dollars. Remember, the NFL wasn't what it is today. When it first started, it started as a pastime because baseball was American pastime, but now it took time to get it where it's at today. And I think we forget that. We want to jump over everything and just go in the front of the bus, and you know you got to wait in line like everybody else.
So let me ask you a question now. The benefits of owning a football franchise, one is just it's our money train. There's so many ways to make money. Just ticket sales is just really like the tip of the iceberg. What are some of the options? What are some of the income possibilities for owning a team?
Well, I mean, first of all, and you know me, I'm a man after your heart. I think we're cousins somewhere down the line, but I'll find out that later. Economic development, that's the key.
Amen.
To these cities that need jobs, what better corporation than professional football to get jobs for even broadcasting, vendors? You're talking about corporate America will step in, coaching opportunities, GM opportunities, and these players that come out of these Division I schools that after playing football all your life and someone tell you you're not good enough, this is an opportunity. Yes, thousands of universities around the country, and where are these guys at? They're at home.
Mm. And you just...
You know, so I also, for women, mm-hmm. I want 5 to 10 women owners.
Mm.
And I mean that. We won't have that, Robert.
Wow. And that's, like you said, you're a guy after my heart, because that was the other thing that really endeared me to the MFL. Because the mission of the Marketing Pulpit Show, of course, is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put people to work. And
absolutely.
We're talking about a franchise, a football franchise coming into a city. Some of these depressed cities like Cleveland and Detroit and places where...
Alabama, all those big schools down there just waiting for something like this.
That's right. And so anyway, so let's say... Let me be the man on the street here for a minute. I'm just a regular guy. Can I buy a team? Can a guy like, you know, somebody who's not a Puff Daddy? I know Chris over there got a few million, but maybe let's say, I'm not going to use him as an example. He probably can pay cash for him. Well, let's just say regular folks. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, Rich, if I pool my money with Robert's money, do we have an opportunity to get us a team? Or what will
absolutely.
It take? What will
absolutely.
It take?
Yeah, well, how does that work? Is it out of the reach of most people? Do you have to be a millionaire to buy a team?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. All you have to do is be a business person, get a group of people together as to what they generally do in corporations,
mm-hmm.
and we asked for 2.5 per mm-hmm. franchise, which when you think about it, is not a lot. We asked for $250,000 down. Once you have that franchise in place, the money is crazy. I mean, in terms of, you know, people lie, numbers don't.
Mm.
And when you look at the numbers, you're talking about corporations sitting there. If you're not spending $2 or $3 million with the NFL, they don't want your sponsorship.
Right, right.
But see, you can sponsor, be a sponsor in the MFL for less than $50,000, $40,000, $30,000 sponsorship. These types of things that people get an opportunity to get their business out, and you of all people understand that. Robert, that's why what you're doing is so vital, so important, because you're educating people how to start a business. See, people don't understand. You know, concepts would make you a millionaire.
That's right.
People with money don't have a concept. right?
That's right.
And so that's why it's so important. What you're doing is so vital, so important, because you're educating people and showing them how to do this.
And I would just say that, just for folks who hadn't even thought about it, you can make enough money on just advertisers. I mean, that's a stream by, printing your own, that's like free money. Just advertising revenue alone would probably cover your expenses. So anyway, folks, Richard, give us your information on how people can find out more about you and the MFL.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. You can contact us. Our website is experiencemfl@gmail.com, or you can reach the office at 240-551-8031.
All right, brother. Thank you, Mr. Miles. Love having you on the show. We'll have you back soon, okay?
Good talking to you, Rich.
All right, folks, that's Richard Miles. Go to MFLishere.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, are you living or existing? Coach Harrod is going to straighten it out for us. Marketing Pulpit, right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
Santa Claus out there warming up his sleigh. He may have a little snow here. The forecast is calling. You may have your white Christmas. I don't know. Depends on where you are. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have Coach Chris Harrod. We just finished talking to Richard Miles of the MFL. You can call them. You can go to their website. MFL is here. Get more information on that about if you want to join the team, you want to come out to one of the combines and try out for a team, if you want to buy a team, a lot of information there. But go to their website. This time of year, we're always looking at 2018 or the next year and trying to figure out, are we doing it the right way? Could we be doing something more different? Because one thing I've learned is that there are experts out here in every field. And no matter what you're doing, there's somebody who can probably tell you how to do it better. And my co-host, call him Coach Chris Harrod, he's a business coach. And I can call him more like a life coach, because his information is not just, it's universal.
It's universal.
And if you apply it to life, you can also apply it to business and vice versa. So you said something about living versus existing. I'm going to just turn you loose on that, because it sounds like there's a lot to unpack there.
Absolutely. Robert, you remember the commercial when it comes on, there's a parrot in a cage talking about, I can't take this. Not another day. Not another day.
Right.
Unfortunately, that is the life that many people are living. And the sad part is they're not doing anything to change that.
Hmm.
Also, we spend a lot of time watching professional sports.
Hmm.
On TV and in person. When the game ends, we go back to living a spectator life. And so life is not a spectator sport. And I want to help folks get prepared for 2018 to get in the game.
I can't think of a better time. Here we are, 3 days from Christmas, about a week or two from the new year. And I can't think of a better way to kind of launch that, get the mindset right. So help us out here, because I feel like I have my notes out, have a notepad out here.
I'm coming for your toes again, Robert.
Oh, man, no. I got to give you some steel-toed boots. Go ahead.
You know, we have to make sure that we're pursuing opportunities and ventures that are consistent with our strengths and our values.
All right.
We have to find endeavors that will allow us to be the MVP. And if we can't be the MVP, maybe we can at least be honorable mention.
You're saying, and I know this, some people are just, they're pursuing things where they're really never going to really shine or excel in it.
They are not in their strengths. You know, I can't duplicate what you do.
Right.
I can be a mean Chris Harrod, the coach.
Right.
You know, right. So I'm going to stay in my lane.
And I can't do what you do. That's good advice. Go ahead.
You know, Michael Jordan is going to the Hall of Fame as a basketball player, but he's just going to be a footnote in baseball history.
Or running being a GM.
Being a GM. That was not his strength.
That's a good example.
Basketball was absolutely his strength. We got to set high goals for ourselves and not let other people limit what we do or who we are. Challenge ourselves to see what's possible focus and be fixated on those goals.
Let me ask you something, Chris. You said something about do people have the ability to impact us by their attitude, their worries, that it will make us kind of question ourselves and limit our abilities?
Absolutely. Oftentimes you find people asking others, what do you think about this idea? If you have a 10-gallon brain and you're asking a question to someone who has a derby-sized brain, they don't have the capacity to even conceptualize what you're talking about. So they'll say, no, I don't think that's a good idea. Simply because they don't understand.
And we know, as entrepreneurs, we are cut from a different cloth. And not to knock people who have spent their lives in corporate America and government, but there is a different mindset when it comes to, particularly when it comes to risk taking. And I think sometimes when you have that passion, you really have to, like you say, get off the sideline and get in the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Robert, you're reading out of my playbook. We have to be a risk taker, willing to make some mistakes in order to be better and be great.
Wow.
Life begins outside of our comfort zone. And sometimes we have to be willing to go for it on fourth down.
Mm. Hail Mary even.
Hail Mary, if that's what it takes. But, you know, sometimes we won't make it on fourth down. And so we have to be resilient.
Right.
And so the game is not over because we didn't make it. There'll be another opportunity. So we have to bounce back and keep playing the game of life.
It reminds me of one of my first businesses was a payphone business. And, I mean, I took really my life savings at the time, and I said, I'm going to take this risk. And if I were one of those people that said, look, hey, I tried business, it didn't work for me, let me get back to my get a regular job now because my fate has been sealed. Man, that ignited my passion even more.
Absolutely.
Like, once you taste that failure, there's something like once you get that taste of trying something, failing, you get hungrier for the next one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It just whets your appetite on what's possible.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We also have to be a continuous learner. Personal growth and development is mandatory in order for us to be our best self year in and year out. We have to keep working to get better. Here's the coaching question. If someone was in my office, who or what could you be if you didn't play it safe?
Wow. Boy, and I think some people, they probably have to get a box of tissue. And I'm sure when you ask them that question, I'm sure there's a lot of misty eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're sitting there 30 years into your adulthood and your prime years, and you played 30 years safe.
Played it safe.
You ran the ball every play. You didn't throw any long balls. You didn't do any Hail Marys. You didn't do any trick plays. That's enough to make you really kind of break up and cry a little bit when you think about, and people that are out there that are still, and it's never too late. That's the good part.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you spent 30 years. You still got probably 30 or 40 more.
Absolutely. As soon as you change your mind, you can change your behavior. And the thing is, Robert, at the end of our life, it's not the failures that's going to keep us up at night. It's going to be the things that we didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
That question, what if, is going to haunt some people. So those who are listening don't have to be haunted. They can call in and get a question in today, or at the end when I give my contact information, I'd be happy that that doesn't happen.
But speaking of that, let me give out the number here. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Business coach Chris Arad is in the studio. I'm Robert Gatewood. So if you have a question, please, by all means, this is a good time to get that question, that burning question out of your head and into the microphone. Give us a call, 1-800-450-7876. I'm loving this, Chris.
Robert, you mentioned your payphone business, and obviously you transitioned into something else.
Obviously, right? You don't see any payphone.
Obviously, you transitioned. But that's a great point.
Right.
You know, for the old school listeners, there was an NFL football player, Alan Page.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Page is in the Hall of Fame for the National Football League. When his career ended, he became a Supreme Court judge.
What?
So,
man, talking about
it's never too late to be who you want to be starting today. So I encourage all of the listeners, today is your day.
You know, I think there is this, I talk about this sometimes, this self-actualization. Mm-hmm. If you ever studied Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, we start out life taking care of the basic needs, food, shelter, move up to security, esteem. But at some point, there's something in you that just trying to get out. And sometimes that playing it so safe, it never gets to the surface. At some point, you got to go ahead and be you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to go through this life being authentic.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do a good job, as I said, of being a copycat.
Be the best you, because everybody else is already taken in some kind of thing.
Absolutely. Just a few other things, please. Robert. One of the things that we don't do really well is self-care. Mm-mm. We must routinely practice self-care, being intentional about rest and recovery in our own life. Oh. Anything you want to talk about, Robert?
Well, Chris, let me get a little hot under the collar here. Because I was up to like 3 this morning, and I keep talking about all these clients I'm dealing with. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Chris. Actually having you on the show the past few weeks has actually helped me. You may not realize it, and I'm sure you probably go through life, and probably like myself, a lot of folks don't actually just come out and say, man, you're actually making a difference. But you have opened up my eyes to certain habits that I have that I know or not. I see them because I'm, like a lot of people, we live in the moment.
Absolutely.
We're thinking about that next client, that next mm-hmm. retainer, not thinking about the long picture of rest and taking care of yourself, which is so important, which is really what you're saying as you get ready to go into 2018.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying. We have to make sure that the pace of our life is healthy and sustainable. Mm. And using another sports analogy, we have to take advantage of the off season. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, we forgot how to have fun.
Wait, I tell you what I like about that off season, because I was even talking about my daughter the other day, and I was telling her I was working on this project, and it just wasn't happening. The thought wasn't coming. I spent the weekend sitting in the office trying to get this out, and it wasn't coming. That should have been an off season. That should have been a timeout. That should have been
time
halftime
out.
Or something. I should have gone out and relaxed and gone to a movie, taken a drive, or done something else. And I think more people need to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we get so busy trying to earn a living that we forget to have a life.
All right, toes being stepped on. All right, toes getting a little bloody over here.
So, lastly, we must be willing to invest in others.
Oh, man.
Each of us knows information and has had experiences that can help someone today.
Now I will say, I'm big on that, and I'm sure that we all can do better. But there's no greater gift, in my opinion, particularly this time of year, is sharing yourself, your skills, your gifts with other people.
No question about it. We got to be intentional about paying it forward. Mm. And Robert, our legacy is only meaningful if it outlives us.
Now that's deep. If your legacy goes when you go, that means you left a lot on the table.
Exactly. Exactly. So like I said in the beginning, life is not a spectator sport. Be prepared to get in the game next year. Make sure you're living and not just existing.
Brother Chris, I'd like you to let people know how they can reach you, because I know there are some people out there in the listening audience that just need that person to guide them. You have a lot of attorneys out here, a lot of doctors, you have a lot of IT people, you have engineers, you have school teachers, government workers. They just need that little nudge, that little somebody to hold it in the road for them. How can they find out more about you and reach you?
Absolutely. They can reach me on Harrod & Associates Coaching Facebook, Harrod & Associates Coaching Twitter, and my email is coachchris4211@gmail, coachchris4211@gmail, and the office number is 301-802-1068.
Folks, that is Coach Chris Harrod. this brother has really laid some information on us today, and I am this information is going to be available on the website marketingpulpit.com later on, and if you want to just go back and listen, but I also advise you to call him. Just call him, see what's up, see I'm sure his rates are reasonable. Just have a conversation and get some guidance going into 2017. Don't let 2018 be 2017 when you said you're going to do certain things. You're shooting for certain goals, and you're exactly where you started. You may need some help, and our brother Chris here is just the help you may need. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about joy to the World Wide Web. Our website is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm Robert Gatewood. I'll be right back after the break.
WOL traffic update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, pretty slow now. 410 up past the Beltway to 193, and then continued slow off and on all the way up to Laurel. Southbound on the Parkway, you're going to be slow from 197 to Powder Mill Road. Northbound 295 is slow from the 11th Street Bridge past Pennsylvania Avenue. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Shoppers. Increasing clouds today, highs in the mid-50s, a couple showers overnight, down to 49 for low tomorrow. Cloudy occasional afternoon rain and a high near 63. Now through Wednesday, save on Smithfield spiral sliced hams, $1.39 a pound, and get 2 pounds of sweet potatoes for just $1 at Shoppers. Low prices every day. See for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. Also have in the studio Coach Chris Harrod. Check the brother out. His information is also on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, as we like to do with all of our guests and co-hosts. Also go to Marketing Pulpit on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. And we just like to keep you in the know. This show has been around now for going on 8 years, and we're glad to have people like Chris joining us. And we have a great lineup of, on the first Friday, we have attorney Tisha Hillman. On the second Friday, we have Falasha Day, the accountant. She's kind of straightened out that tax code for us the last time she was here, and I'm sure there'll be more information on that. Third Friday, we have therapist Wena Cullins, very, very bright young lady. She talked about last time she was here about the holidays and holiday blues and the vortex. You can also listen to that on the Marketing Pulpit and go to find out information about her and all the guests on the marketingpulpit.com. Don't forget my company, Gatewood Marketing. We're a web development, marketing, branding, social media, graphic design company. If you need some of these things to get you squared away for 2018, then by all means, check us out. We talked about my sermon today is about joy to the World Wide Web. Some people get a little nervous now about the web, Chris, because we hear all these hacks and viruses and malware and robots. Mm-hmm. Got bad webmasters taking people's money, don't know what the heck they're doing. But in spite of all that, a good website is still one of your most valuable assets when it comes to a business. Because for dollar, for what you get out of it in return, it's really a very good investment. And I think sometimes people don't really realize all the value. They may be underutilizing it. And in some cases, they're utilizing it, but they don't put the monetary value in it, because it's an intangible once you get it up. Setting it up, of course, there's an expense. But once it's up, it pretty much kind of runs on its own. But it has to be maintained, and it has to be updated. And that's another lesson for another day. So you just don't put it up there and leave it. But for the most part, between the pros and the cons, thumbs down, a website is worth its weight in gold. Here's a couple of things that you might not consider when you're thinking about the benefits of a website. Your website, for many small businesses, it is like the command center. It's the nerve center. It can be like a place for planning. It's a test tube for ideas. So a lot of times before you put these ideas in concrete or on paper or in action, you can actually kind of map them out on your website. And that's a good little test. And I found that to be very true over the years as I've worked on many websites of my own and for those of my clients. The website is probably the best outreach tool for your company. It is constantly out there reaching out to your stakeholders. Those are people who are potentially want to invest in your company, clients, customers, vendors, suppliers, people that want to lend you money. First thing they're going to do is go to your website. So your website is like your constant PR outreach person. And so when you think about this website, also they're kind of handling the jobs of personnel that you may have to spend money on. And outreach is one good tool because it's out there all the time. It's 24/7. So that's a big value. Your website is also an information archive because when you get familiar with the back end of a website and your server, that is a good place to store information where you just don't know where to put it otherwise, because you hear all this talk about the cloud. Well, the website is like the trail boss of the cloud. When I first started into the web business, we used to talk about the cloud. This was like 20-something years ago. They would have all the web ads had this cloud. And so now most people hear the word cloud now, and they think it's a new term. But the web is like the original cloud. And so a lot of information you're storing on your desk, on your hard drive, on your phone, and you're wondering if one day your phone dies or your computer dies. And even though we have services like Dropbox, you actually have a cloud already with your web server. If you have a process like a platform like WordPress, you can upload files into the media directory archives. If you have a direct access to your server, you can use FTP, File Transfer Protocol, or SSH protocol to get that information off your computer, off your phones, up into the cloud using your website. So it's a great information archive tool. Your website is also your 24-hour collection agency. I can't tell you how many times that people have told me, so look, I want you to start working on my website or my marketing plan once I mail you the check, or once we meet up somewhere in the parking lot and I give you this check. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. Your website is sitting there 24 hours a day just with its hands out. That excuse does not float anymore.
So Robert, what if you are a small business and maybe a sole proprietor, and you think that you're not large enough to have a website? What would you say to someone like that?
That you would never get large enough because you would stay small.
No one will ever find you.
That's right. That's the classic catch 22. Because if you don't get a website, those key stakeholders, as I mentioned earlier, they won't find you. People that want to lend you money, people that want to subcontract with you in the government, people that want to come work for you, they're volunteers out there. They're interns. I get emails all day long from interns. People just want to work for me for free. That may be the key to my growth, but they won't find me if I'm not on the web. Now, of course, like you say, we have Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and places like that now that are kind of, people feel like they have that. They don't really need a website. But website is still, it's like, gives you more credibility and stability than just having a Facebook page. So I think you need both. And until something drastic happens, I'm going to say you need your website. And like you say, Chris, you're not too smart. I used to do a long checklist of things you needed before you became a web owner. I'm saying the size of the company, how many employees, type of service you're in.
Okay. But
it's one box now. Or you're in business. If you're in business, you need a website. Check that box you're in. So you can't be too small unless you want to stay small. Now, the other thing the website does, it's your portfolio. This is one place you get to brag about everything. You can just show off. Now, don't put your baby pictures up there with your head at IHOP. That's not the place for that. But your client list, your past performances, your services, this is the place you can really, really show off. So your website is your portfolio, and it's online 24 hours a day. In the old days, somebody would, and I'm telling you guys, I'm from the old school. I've been around before websites. So the website was, to me, like the best thing ever happened. The money you save on things that you used to have to spend money on, like video. Man, you had to hire a videographer. You had these big files you didn't know how to handle and all this kind of stuff. And getting it on to somebody was impossible. All you got to do now is put it on your website. And that takes to my next one. It's a great place for demonstrating things like your videos and things like that. If you have an event, if you have past events, you want to show off. Nothing does it better than a website. And like I said, for your portfolio again, things like your certifications. If people have certifications. If you have a certain bar, you pass certain bars, have certain degrees in iTech and technology. You can just show yourself like nobody else on your website. So instead of having to send out all these documents and mailing all these packages, just have yourself a very well-maintained website, and people will go there. Sometimes they don't tell you they're going there. They'll say, hey, Mr. Gatewood, I get this all the time. Mr. Gatewood, I heard you on the radio show, and I'm sitting here thought to explain to them what I do. Oh, no. I know. I know you teach at Prince George Community College. I know you have an MBA degree. I know you work for the government. I know you have two books. I mean, this actually happened to me last week.
Wow.
A lady called me, and I'm getting ready. I'm sitting here getting my chest stuck out. So I'm getting ready to get my little elevator pitch.
Man, let me let her know who I am, huh?
She knew it better than I did. she was asking if I forgot I had done. Because she'd gone to my website. She was already sold. In the old days, you had to meet. You had to mail out information. I was already sold. I mean, it was almost eerie. I was like, wow, man, she knows a lot about me. And good thing it was all good. She said, oh, believe me, Mr. Gatewood, it's all good. She had gone to my website. And I had bragged. Of course, I'm bragging on my website. You like the news? Your blog. That's the other thing about the website. Now, get that blog on there and blog. You got an event coming up. You just done something great. Just got a big contract. And nothing brings people in like seeing what you've done in the past. People say, look, hey, I'm going after this contract, or I'm trying to have this event. I'm trying to bring in sponsors. Well, if they go to your website and they see you've already done it before, and the blog is a great way to do that. Just archive all this information on things that you've done in the past. So that's another, like I said, gift that just keeps on giving. And I definitely don't want to underplay this. Marketing. Your website is going to be your most effective and enduring marketing channel. It brands you. That logo up there and those colors and that purpose, reason for being, your raison d'etre, it's advertising. You're doing those impressions, get the SEO going and things like that. Sales. You got your form there. You talk about your benefits, overcoming objections. And last but not least, your customer service, which is a big part of marketing. It gives people a chance to reach out to you, to handle problems, take care of questions. You're going to save a bundle of money there. And here's my last point on the website, technology. Sometimes your website is the last thing, the only thing that's keeping you from falling off the technological map. Some people like in their 40s and 50s and 60s, they missed the technology train. Your website keeps you in the game. Social media, the software, the apps, and things like that. So, folks, your website is the gift that keeps on giving. If you need a website, we have an end-of-the-year special. Go to gatewoodmarketing.com right up in the right-hand corner. Just click on that. Our normal package is $5.95 for only $4.45 by the end of the year. We'll put you a good state-of-the-art website. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Chris Carrad. Chris, thank you for being a host today.
Always a pleasure, Robert.
All right, folks, and that's going to wrap up the show for today. And also, thank you, Mr. Miles of the MFL. And if you want to be successful, we've got to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time. You got to do it right. And have a happy and safe holiday. And we'll see you after Christmas.
The latest from NewsOne.com.